Hi, can I speak to Jimmy, please?
Yeah, this is Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio program.
Why is a radio program calling me?
Well, because one of our listeners actually emailed us and asked if we could get you on the phone. Her name is Amanda, and you recently took her out on a date. Okay.
That's
so
a big sign.
Amanda
Holy cow.
emailed us and told us about your date. And she also said she really liked you a lot. And she's wondering why you're not calling her back. She said it's been like 2 weeks since you guys went out. She's been hoping you would call to ask her on a second date, but she's heard nothing. And she's wondering, is there.
I bet she did.
Whoa.
What did
you bet
just
she
say?
Did.
I said, I bet she did.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, Amanda is, Amanda is, she's something else.
We talked to her. Just to let you know, we talked to her. She told us about meeting you. Thought it was really cool the way
sure
you...
I'm sure she did.
She didn't sound like anything that... I mean, you...
Can I say she's a real pisser on the air?
Sure. What do you mean by that? Like, she had, problems...
She's a nightmare.
She's a nightmare? Did you say she's a nightmare?
She was a nightmare.
Why is she a nightmare?
Well, what did she tell you?
She just said you guys went out to dinner and had some good conversation, ended the date with a kiss on the cheek, and she was hoping to hear from you again. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, okay. Amanda is a very attractive woman, but I could tell everything about her from... her food order.
What do you mean? Like, she's a vegetarian and you just can't stand those people? Like, I feel the same.
Oh, it's a lot worse than that.
Okay, well, what could be worse?
So much worse?
What did she do just ordering food that pissed you off enough to, like, call her a pisser or whatever?
Well, let me give you a blow-by-blow description. She started off by asking for bottled water, no ice. And it couldn't be tap water.
Okay.
Had to be bottled. She explained all this to the waiter.
Okay.
Why is that so offensive to you, though?
Oh, that's not offensive. That was just the opening salvo.
All right.
It got worse from there. Then she explained that she had certain dietary restrictions.
Like?
She couldn't eat any red meat.
Okay.
No gluten. No dairy. No fish that swim.
What? But crab
no fish
fine.
That swim?
Oh, you know,
yeah, I let that sink in.
So no gluten, no dairy, no fish that swim. But she's a picky eater, obviously.
Yeah, I even asked her, I said, what do you mean fish that swim?
Oh, so she...
And she made this little wavy motion with her hand, you know, fish that swim. I said, yeah, I know, fish that swim. Don't all fish swim? Said, no, you know, there's some little fish that walk around, you know, like shrimp, lobsters, anything with little bitty legs are okay.
Is that okay. Just because she like has like an allergy or something?
Who knows?
I thought you were just saying it like as a figure of speech when you were talking fish that swims. I didn't realize that was the exact words that came out of her mouth.
No, she actually said fish that swim. You know, I was going to just take it at face value, but she went on to explain to me that fish that swim have a higher mercury content, and so if you eat fish that swim, you're slowly killing yourself.
You sound really upset about this.
I wanted to eat a whole fish right then.
Okay, so is it... All right, so she's a picky eater. I've never heard the fish that swim thing before. Why not go out with her on a second date, though? Is that the only bad thing?
Well, wasn't that enough?
I don't know. I mean...
This girl is high... maintenance.
Okay, yeah. It's a high maintenance issue.
Can I ask, because I'm just curious, what did she end up ordering for dinner?
I don't know, some sort of salad with water dressing.
You know something about her?
Water dressing?
With water dressing. So we talked to her about your date, and she didn't mention her dietary restrictions, but she did also say you're the only guy that has ever not called her back for a second date. You know that?
Yeah.
That's kind of hard for me to believe. I can't imagine all the other guys in her life have put up with that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, Jimmy? Thank you for being honest with us, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And now I feel like I must be honest with you because Amanda is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Say what?
Yeah, I am here, and I'm hearing what you're saying about me.
Oh. Hey, Amanda.
I care about what goes in my body, and obviously you don't. It's not high news.
No, I was caring about what went in your body in a completely different way than what you were thinking.
Oh, sir.
Thank you for taking the words out of my mouth, Jimmy.
Wow,
I was hoping
Jimmy.
I didn't have to make that joke.
You're a jerk.
Dude, Jimmy, I will say, to stand up for her, what do you expect? The hottest girl you've ever seen to then go down a cheeseburger?
Thank you.
You can't have that body that she probably has and also mow down on cheese fries all the time.
Look, haven't you ever heard the phrase, no matter how hot she is, there's some guy that's just tired of her
Yes, I have.
For your information, I didn't even want a second date. I literally just wanted this to happen to find out why you didn't call me back, why you were such a jerk. Obviously, I'm the hottest girl that you've ever gone out with, so that's for you.
Look, I'm not going to lie. You're very hot, okay? But and I'd totally sleep with you once, but I just don't want to eat with you again.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that leads me to my question. Jimmy, would you like to go on a second date with Amanda? There will be no eating.
Oh,
you
hell
guys.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, you guys, I would pay for you guys to go to dinner, but you don't even have to do that. You can just sleep together once. Not interested either, Amanda, huh?
No, I'm not.
What? Yeah, you're not missing out there, Amanda, whatsoever.
Clearly. You know what? You're just a low-class jerk, and you obviously can't handle a woman like me.
Whoa!
I don't want to handle a woman like you. I'd rather handle a woman that eats fish, that swims. And by the way, I don't care what you think. All fish swim.